flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. We may dip into the second White House press conference with Caroline Leavitt coming up around the D.C. air crash. But we like to, you know, anytime I do an event, like tomorrow is the Diane Cardano event over at the Hilton Garden Inn, right off 309 Turnpike. Great real estate information, selling your home, thinking about it, and a great breakfast, and I'll be there. All starting around 8:15. I hope that you'll RSVP with Diane. It's free. Would love to talk with you, see you there, and have you get great information. While we zim along, I don't know how many times has Road to the Rescue, for our listeners, for the country, big-time attorney, and one of the most vitriolic cases. Because I went there, and I remember the interview. Amber, you might want to ask Dan. He has some of the guy. It was a very cold night, and the guy, I just asked him a question, not as a reporter, as a big mouth talk show host. I was taping it. And a response of this community, the antagonism toward police, because the cops were wearing on their uniforms the thin blue line, among other things that they were engaged. And it went through a whole array of trying to limit their freedom of speech. Wally Zimmelong was their attorney. This seems like it's gone on for 3-4 years. Could it be that long? At least three? We have another development in this case. Now, it's not the Springfield out in Delaware County. Springfield over in, is it Springfield Township, really? Over in Montgomery County, right outside Bedroom Community of Philadelphia. Let's go to Wally on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Wally, how have you been doing?
I'm doing great, Dom. Thanks for having me on, as always, to talk about these important issues.
So what's the latest development now? Where are we in this? And Wally, is this going on about 3 years?
It's about 2 years now. We filed suit just about 2 years ago, January 27th, 2023. And as your listeners might recall, this concerned Springfield Township in Montgomery County, who passed what I call to be a woke ordinance that banned the display or depiction of the thin blue line American flag. And they did so to retaliate against their police department, which is outlandish and foolish at the same time. And the reason they did that was because the police department union, the Springfield Township Police Benevolent Association, had, not unsurprisingly, incorporated the thin blue line American flag into its PVA logo. And they were asked by Springfield Township to cease using the logo. They said no. They were threatened with litigation, and much to the credit of the police officers, they said no, we're not going to change the logo. And then an ordinance was passed, a resolution was passed by the township banning the display, depiction, or representation of the flag anywhere on township property, not only by township police officers, by anybody, including members of the public.
Littlewick ball fields were in all this legal deposition and all this stuff they were arguing over. Yeah.
It was clearly unconstitutional, blatantly unconstitutional, so much so that the federal court immediately issued a preliminary injunction within hours of us filing the complaint. But instead of realizing the errors of their ways, the township doubled down, defended the ordinance before the district court in the Eastern District of Pennsylvania, lost on summary judgment. Then the federal court directed the township to pay in excess of $200,000 in attorney's fees, plus an additional thousands of dollars in costs incurred by these police officers. They lost on that. Not content to keep losing, they appealed it to the Third Circuit Court of Appeals, incurring at least another $100,000 in attorney's fees, and they lost again. And this week, the Third District easily ruled in favor of our clients, the police officers and the FOP and the PBA, saying that the township indeed violated their First Amendment rights and that the district court was correct to issue a preliminary injunction. And it's just, it's a saga. It's outrageous. The amount of money spent that was sacrificed at the altar of woke by the township, I don't think we could go through. We don't need to really speculate on what the township could have done with the hundreds of thousands of dollars it spent defending this ordinance. It could have hired additional police officers, additional firefighters, additional librarians. Instead, they decided to defend an indefensible resolution.
Yeah, and the chief guy that was one of the drivers is out. I don't think he's on the council anymore. I did go there, though. My observation was there was a significant minority of people, but they were, it just doesn't strike you, Springfield, they were egging this on. So there is support for this antagonism to the police there. Surprisingly, I'd put it at maybe 25%, but they're loud, and they apparently had people on council.
Yeah, this is the base of the modern progressive Democratic Party. It's the college-educated, suburban voters, and there's a lot of them in Springfield Township. So it doesn't surprise me that residents of Springfield Township may have supported such a resolution that banned the Thin Blue Line American flag, because someone somewhere thinks it's a display of hate and a symbol of racism. And as the township tried to do in their briefing, which I think was foolish, tried to justify their ban because wait for it, Dom, people carried the Thin Blue Line American flag at the Capitol on January 6th.
Yes, J6 brought into this.
J6.
God.
And as I mentioned to the court, I said, well, under that logic, there were a lot of American flags brought into the Capitol that day. I guess they should be banned as well.
Yeah, it is stunning how far they went with this. And you don't know it until you're actually boots on the ground and hear some of these people. It's going to be interesting because woke is on the run now pretty much after the election to see if they continue. Wally, do you think they have any hope of continuing? Do we go to the Supreme Court on this?
Well, you'd have to ask the township if they intend to petition for certiorari to the United States Supreme Court. I can tell you unequivocally, the United States Supreme Court is not going to grant cert on this. And it has nothing to do, it has as much to do with the merits as it does with the types of cases the Supreme Court grants cert on. One of them is there needs to be a circuit split, meaning that the Third Circuit's decision is at odds with, say, the Fifth Circuit or the Eleventh Circuit. That doesn't exist here.
Now, we see Stephen Miller as the guy who is the policy guy, and I think behind a lot of these executive orders. You have worked and you've called attention to the legal thing that was set up here through Stephen Miller when he was on hiatus from various Trump administrations. Give us, given your connections and your legal acumen, what you see going on right now legally. The challenges on the immigration front don't seem to be doing too much. It's full steam ahead. What are you looking at and potentially working on?
Well, I think what we're seeing through President Trump's executive orders is quite simple. It's promises made, promises kept. And we're seeing that the priority in a lot of these executive orders is immigration. You know, you look at the number one issue in this country going into the election was illegal immigration. And I think it's primary one of the issues that caused President Trump to win in such a landslide. And President Trump is a man of his word. And he knows the American people put him in office, returned him to office to fix the broken immigration system in this country and seal the southern and northern border, where we were frankly being invaded for the last 4 years. I mean, you see the chart, Dom. It was like 2 weeks before Trump came into office. I think there was something like over 2,000 per day illegal crossings, and it's down to about 100. He's almost completely sealed the border. And he promised to deport criminal illegal aliens and make them a priority. This is not a controversial issue. Apparently, the Democrats forgot about it. But before President Biden was in office, there was a consistent theme amongst Democratic administrations: criminal illegal aliens need to go. President Clinton held that. President Obama reiterated that. And Hillary Clinton on the campaign trail said the same thing when she ran for president in 2008. But suddenly it became controversial to deport criminal aliens. President Trump is making a common sense decision here, something the American people want, which is to get these criminal aliens out of the country. And he's making that a priority. And he's been there for 2 weeks, and the American people are seeing it. They're seeing it in action. And I think they're responding to it. His approval ratings are high because they can recognize real leadership.
Well, we thank you, as always. And again, thanks. Congratulations on this. It was hard to believe, and you're right, the J6 language in there and the stuff that I saw and the people that I brought on from there, it could be anywhere USA. You don't know until they strike with woke, but I think we're going to start to see it roll back. Thanks, Wally, very much.
Thanks so much, Dom. Take care.
Wally Zimmerlong. So Springfield Township, it was kangaroo court to be sitting in their council. Did you find any of them, Henry? No? Okay, well, maybe some other point in the show, because the one guy particularly really got nuts that I was there. Oh, what are you going to do, monopolize tonight with questions? No, I'm sitting back and taping all this. That's what I'm doing, buddy. Springfield Township. If you're leaving Northwest Philadelphia, Chestnut Hill and all, that's a town that you're in. What's the road there? Take it enough. Well, if you're going through Bethlehem Pike particularly, that's where you are. 855-839-1210. Now, coming to your calls on the side question, we've got a lot of people lined up, but let me throw this into the mix. Governor Shapiro gives his budget address and what they want in the budget, always the big fight in Pennsylvania, and given in several, Politico and others say he is the number one guy they have to be the standard bearer for Democrats in 2028. And I believe that's pretty much the case. Now, there's some outstanding people that are going to run against him in 26. But is he going to talk about vouchers as he did the first time around? It just came out this morning. He is going to pitch legalizing recreational marijuana in the budget address. The Senate still isn't sold. But I don't care about the Senate in this. West Virginia is the only place around it. Is Pennsylvania, in your view, and if so, tell me why. You know, when you talk to people on all this, I see some of these senators talking, and I feel like we're back in the 50s. I would put it at close to 55% of people, somewhere there, that are in favor of legalizing in Pennsylvania. I don't think it's 60 like it was in Jersey. I think it's a battle duking it out right around 50 to 55%. But I think the upper hand, if it were on the ballot, let's say on Tuesday, you know, usually elections on Tuesday, if it were on the ballot across Pennsylvania, legalize recreational marijuana. Now, I have some things that I don't even think Jersey has ironed out. You know, the one thing we've talked about, how do they determine if you're inebriated, if you're smoking pot and you're pulled over to the side of the road? More difficult. We've talked about that. There are insurance issues with people that might have it in their system. Say you're operating heavy equipment, you have it in your system. Is it 30 days? Even if not active in the sense that you're inebriated, how do you deal with that? Jersey, surprisingly, but you see the difficulties that can come with this. Look at what happened at the shore. Because the state said, you can't go after African-Americans now, because it's recreationally, legally, that are adults, you're probably going to go after kids. Remember that? So what I'm saying is, once you unleash this, It has consequence, like anything else. Is Pennsylvania finally ready for this? It doesn't seem like there is, you know, people are revved up over it, but I don't think they're revved up against it. I think it's close. 855-839-1210. Is it, in your mind? Now, I see on, I put it up on Twitter, what Shapiro said, and oh my God, the whole world. The other night we went to the Sixers game and it was pretty windy and we weren't even anywhere near the door. And there was like a mushroom cloud, it felt like, of this. And it's in a parking lot and we didn't see anybody around. So I do object to the sickening smell, the whole thing. But is Pennsylvania ready for this? Do you think adults want this? I would say if we're up for a vote, they would. And there is the revenue issue. I still think it's a bit overstated in Jersey of how much you're actually bringing in. You know, it's pretty hard to tell with the figures, but they seem to be doing relatively well, better than I thought. Here's how you get in. 855-839-1210. You think this helps if you're on that side of it, libertarian side of this. A side that says, hey, adults want this in Pennsylvania. Why are we kidding ourselves and continuing to bottle this up? The Senate Republicans are going to try to bottle it up. It would pass in the House, I think. Would you vote in favor of someone? Maybe not. Would you vote against them, though? Maybe that's what they're afraid of. People want it, but a lot of people they're afraid would vote against you if you're leading the charge here. 855-839-1210. Jump in here on Talk Radio 1210. All right, it is Dom time. Side question today. Got a ton of great ones. Somebody who left and did better. Sinatra with various bands, left a partnership or a group. But think like Joe of Westchester, the United States seceding from Great Britain, did pretty well after that. All right, is marijuana finally going to pass in Pennsylvania? I would trade this. How about this? I've said this many times. All right, you can do marijuana, you can do all this stuff. Just get the hell out of the state store business and just let us go and get alcohol. You want to talk, here's the argument I make. You want to talk about freedom, adults are ready for this, like in Jersey. Yeah, I see that. Okay, we're also adults then. If you're going to have marijuana, then why can't we just buy alcohol like the other 49 states? You can't have it both ways. You're afraid of us with alcohol, but now we're into the era that marijuana has no difficulties, even though everything has some difficulties. All right, Henry, I see you shifting there. You have a thought.
No, I was thinking, yeah. What about the jobs, Dom? The jobs stores brings.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Well, one of my all-time sparring partners, Wendell Young III. Oh, God, he's the head of the Commercial Workers Union, and oh, it's knockdown, drag out when he comes, and in a fun way. He always says that. Yeah, what about all those great union jobs in the place? And the places I go, I don't buy the alcohol there. I go to the wine and spirit shop, like in the supermarket. Not convenient. You got to go through one nook. They don't have anything. The state stores don't have enough. I mean, Total Wine over in Cherry Hill, I went there. I was wowed. The service, the whole thing. Versus a lot of the wine stores here, oh, I don't know anything. Oh, I mean, let me look that up. These people are like, yeah, I know about this. How about this? Do you like this? I get emails every 30 seconds from Total Wine now. In a state store, like, yeah, get the hell out of here. We don't care. We have a monopoly. All right, 855-839-1210. You can get in. Are you ready for this? Are you still in the mode that no, this will be stopped?
Like, what's the rush? I don't get it. About, like, bringing all these, you know, legalizing it.
What do you mean, rush?
Like, I don't know. I feel like there's not enough data out there. Like, how long has it been legal in New Jersey? Right, just, yeah, like, yeah. 5 years now?
Yeah, plenty of data, yeah.
Well, I don't know. I think we need, like, 10 years of data or something from some of these states just to see, like, quality of life stuff, you know. Oh, something okay. You could, a proof
Colorado,
of concept.
Colorado, and I don't hear horrible things from Colorado that they've had more traffic deaths or things of that nature. So I'm not saying there's not a downside, but with Jersey, it doesn't seem like it's caused major problems.
Okay.
It's only been a while, and I think adults want it. Even Ocean City voted for it, if you can imagine, in Jersey. All right, let me go to Robert in Ben Salem. He's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert, afternoon.
Hey, Dom, Dan, it's good to talk to you guys again. You know, a few minutes ago, you asked what was the secret behind the Rolling Stones staying together for 60-something years.
Yes.
And I think I have the answer. None of them dated Yoko Ono. And I also think she did a song. I'm not going to call it a song. She did a recording, which was her tribute to childbirth. And it's basically her screaming in pain for 5 to 6 minutes. And I'm thinking that if you took that down to Guantanamo Bay, you could use that to get them inmates to sing like canaries. I'll bet you some of them would even convert if you would promise to never play that again.
You know what? That music, that would be, we've done a side question on that. What's the music you would play it again and again that you could break them down? All right, stop it, you know?
You now have your keynote answer, Don.
Yeah, exactly.
Yoko Ono's
exactly.
Tribute to childhood.
Oh, I'm going back, Robert. I'm going to be pressing Greg. Got to go back to Gitmo. There's too much there again. Dan wants to go. I don't think we could fly other people want us with us, but I hope we can go.
If Dan could find a clip of it just to regale you with, Dom, so you can really get it in the context of it, that would be great. But the answer to my side question, I am going to go with Diana Ross. She started out with the Supremes, and they were a big group. And then she went out. She was in Mahogany. She was in there was a Lady Sings the Blues about Billie Holiday. She was a huge megastar, influenced Michael Jackson, the whole nine yards. So I'm going to go with her. But there was a lot of good answers today. And you guys have a great weekend.
You too, Robert. Diana Ross is a very good answer. Yeah, with the Supremes. And she kind of broke out of, the way they molded talent on her own. It's still a gamble when someone is that mega successful. We look back when they're beyond a mega star and think, that wasn't that big of a gamble. I don't know. A lot of more people have failed, but I like the U.S. answer too. Can you beat that? The White House, Caroline Leavitt, telling us that yes, tariffs incoming tomorrow on Canada. I didn't see that she said anything about Mexico. I'm looking for that now. But with Canada, I think it's Mexico, too. So admit it. Are you going to be stocking up on guacamole then? Because you're afraid that they say within a matter of days, the price will go up. Here we go. You know, and this plays into this Democrat narrative. They got nothing else. What is Trump doing to lower grocery store prices? He's doing everything else. He's not concentrating on that. Well, we're concentrating on energy. We're concentrating on getting rid of regulations. To be honest, I put this at 50-50 that Trump is going to have the impact that people are thinking even within a year. This is baked in. I mean, this is cyclical. What Biden has done here is so, it gets me, you've heard me say it many times, is so unforgivable in the sense that this didn't need it to be done. We were coming back. It was just COVID. The economy was coming back. He did it because of people telling him that's how he would be remembered. That's how he would be. And what it's done is just diminish people. It really has. And every time I hear either Janet Yellen or you'll hear some of these people, oh, look at this. If Joe Biden did such damage to the middle class, how come all these people can buy expensive Eagles jerseys and go to Super Bowl parties? I have to admit, now, Henry, you're not going to indulge in that. You're too smart on this. I see some of these people going to these cockamamie parties, $200, $300, $400. And I don't think you get anything. Don't you want to watch it in your own home turf with people that you want to watch with?
Well, unfortunately, that's exactly what I did on a Championship Sunday this past week. Went to a little paid-for party at Xfinity Live. It was $90, but it was food and drink included. So I got my money's worth pounding some beers.
You didn't want to see it at home. You didn't want to see it.
I wanted to be in the city, see, if they won, and they did, and just to celebrate.
Oh, that's
everybody.
Right. The poll stuff.
The polls and everything. No, I wanted to be a part
of
everything.
So, what's the Super Bowl type of thing?
I haven't even looked at that. I know 2 years ago I went to one.
Okay.
And I think it was $100 that for that too.
But you went to one. Oh, when the Eagles were in it, you went.
When they were in it two years ago. Yeah.
All right, DJ and his wife are coming over. We don't know about everything else.
I don't think I'm going to do that again just because it was so hectic, so packed. And then they lost. And it was like, this is depressing.
All right, so it's 855-839-1210. You can get in. Hit us with that person or a country or somebody that did some entity that did something, they were doing very well or pretty well, and then suddenly it really popped. As I said, the tariff story this weekend, even on Saturday, no rest, is coming our way. We're going to see that play out. 855-839-1210 is how you get in. Josh Shapiro now, marijuana budget address. Is Pennsylvania ready for this? Is this a chip that helps him? That's what it's about, the election in 2026. To me, it's stopping Josh Shapiro, and there's some candidates that might. Or does this give him a leg up? I think Pennsylvania is not going to attack you if you're supportive of this, because there's no evidence that anything bad happened in Jersey. Not saying it doesn't have societal ills attached to it a bit. So does gambling, though. So does alcohol. Is this that much different? 855-839-1210. All right, this is Dom at 855-839-1210. So I'm watching the second news conference. I haven't seen if they had to the right of Caroline Leavitt, the three people or four people that are the new media that sit in special chairs there. I would put in the Barco loungers for them to distinguish them from the legacy media. You know, they get to sit there and they get to rock back in their chair because they're the new media. They're more important than these so-called legacy media types. They need special chairs there, not just some chair you have from a card table. But there's one guy I see on Twitter who says he's going to be there. I think it's Tuesday, but I'm not sure. That I couldn't more saying, really, don't bring this guy in. He's not the new media. He gives talk radio a bad name. Alex Jones, apparently is all over the place saying he's coming to Washington this week. And the only experience I have with him was in New York, that one year Talkers, for the annual event that we do, honored him as the Freedom of Speech Award. They do something provocative. They had all kinds of people that were provocative. And oh, man, he walked off the stage. He couldn't handle the questions of five or six veteran talk show hosts there that were talking about his methodologies. Now, this was before what he did with the parents suffering in Connecticut and the nonsense he said about false flags. And you know the story that cost him a lot. But now he doesn't represent to me the new media in any kind of positive way. 855-839-1210. And I know some people think, I mean, he has every right, freedom of speech. He has every right to do what he does. But that doesn't mean I think he's representative of where they ought to be going. We'll see. We'll see if that actually happens. We'll have to have full coverage when the great man asked a question or two. You don't get away with going after parents like that to me. It's beyond shameful. The suffering those people have been, that doesn't mean their position on gun control is right just because they've suffered, but it does mean it happened. Their kids were massacred there in that situation. It's one of the worst. All right, you can get in. And are we ready, as Governor Shapiro will announce on Tuesday, legalizing marijuana? That's what he wants to do. Now, he'll make the revenue case. I've been making a case. Isn't Pennsylvania ready for this? Is Pennsylvania still objecting? We're different than Jersey, but not that different. I think it would win if it were on the ballot. There's some downside, without a doubt. Jersey's had some of that. But by and large, it doesn't appear to be that many. By the way.
Well, if it becomes recreational legal.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember you once said, "Are you doing on air?"
No,
oh boy,
got to rest the voice. Just
the voice. Well, you can do an edible then. You know.
Yeah, Dom. If you said you're doing it on air, there's no way around it. He'll give you 50 different ways to ingest it.
Well, the edible, as far as I can tell, is a little bit more dangerous because I think when you're smoking,
not really, no.
No, in a sense, when you're smoking, you know what you're doing. You're more mindful. The edibles is when I think people get a little bit nuts. They're not calculating exactly.
Oh, okay, that's a good.
Yeah. I'd say like the old school edibles, you know, like the brownies that you make. Yeah, those are anyone's game. But now they have it.
You
down,
think
like,
it's formulated? Yeah,
formulated.
I've heard many times that dosing is much easier when you use edibles.
Yes, I would think so.
Because you have like the actual amounts there, and you can keep track of it rather than
the other.
Packing a bowl and smoking.
What you're doing when you're popping?
No, you're definitely more mindful doing the edibles. I'm telling you.
It'll be like, this one's just 10, this one's 5.
And you can count out, this is 25 I'm taking today, versus if you just, you know, throw some flour into a bowl and light it, you don't really know exactly how much you're consuming.
Yeah, it's like if you're back in the day, you're just drinking a beer, there's no ABV percentage on it.
That's what they say.
You know what's on, you know what's in it.
Sounds like you're relying on the government for science. I wouldn't trust them on this. All right, 855-839-1210. I just saw something with Levitt. Now, she went past it, so you don't have to go back, Dan. But the media trying to make the argument that President Trump was attacking disabled people, that disabled people can do jobs. Yeah, we all know that. And we all welcome that when you see people that have picked the difficulty of disability and yet they're gainfully employed. We all agree with that. But should they be air traffic controllers? Now, are they? Now, if they're in a wheelchair and that's it, of course they can be an air traffic controller. But the big story today, and Gary of Newtown is a good barometer. He's a real good guy, and he, you know, just was seething hearing that the director of the control tower hours before, or somewhat before, the crash told the guy assigned to one of the jobs. They had one guy that covers helicopters, another guy that covers the planes. Told him, he could go home early. I mean, you just can't do this. So I'm just waiting to hear what the reason was the guy had to go home early, and then only one guy covered helicopters and planes. If you want to send someone home early, there's a reason. God knows what it is. Okay. Who's the backup? Aren't you the backup then? Doesn't somebody, you got to divide, it's so crowded there from what we've seen. One helicopter guy, one guy on the planes, at least, maybe multiples. And every time I watch this, if you've never watched Breaking Bad, I don't know why. Dan, you watched it, right? Breaking Bad?
Oh, yeah.
Henry Breaking Bad?
Of course.
Yeah. How skillful they were at showing the stuff that you do as far as the drug dealing part comes back to bite you. How many episodes did they key in with the eye from that teddy bear toy or whatever it is floating along the pool?
Black and white.
Yeah, presage. Yeah, black and white. Presage and this showing the body bags and all. Some of the most memorable scenes because the guy's an air traffic controller, goes back to work and freaks out or just blanks out and has two planes crash into each other. So It just underlines, you can't fool around with this stuff. This has to be optimal. They claim that under the current regulations, he was within his rights to send somebody home. Okay, convene whoever you have to convene, executive order, and say, no, you're not going to do that. Just once. Just tell them, I don't care what union, who you are, who you think you are, you're all fired then. Bring Ronald Reagan back. Remember, they wanted to go on strike, and he said, I'll fire every one of you. And he did fire a lot of them. And he brought in military people. So Trump, I don't know what he can do, but that story is from NBC and several others, that seems to be the root cause of this. And somehow or another, the helicopter exceeded where it was supposed to be as far as number of feet off the ground. We're not sure why. Was there a malfunction? But somebody just concentrating on the helicopter would have seen that and would have told them to go lower. I mean, it's unforgivable. The system is unforgivable in this, and there are root causes here. And that's it. This guy should never be the supervisor again. Even if it's in with his rights, we should have a battle. You just cannot. And I'm not sure. In some airports, you know, it's podunk, not a lot of planes coming in. In Washington, why in the world would you give them the latitude to send someone home and only to have one guy on both the helicopters and the fixed wing? Well, why would you do that in a place that you know is incredibly crowded? Who is it that authorized this stuff? All right, 855-839-1210. Okay, let's go to Caroline Leavitt. They're talking about DEI.
DEI and public profanity that the president used yesterday when saying BS in regards to Pete Buttigieg.
How the president perceives his use of public profanity, which is a practice that certainly sets him apart from all of his predecessors, does he regard it as an effective communications device, part of his appeal, or is it something that he lapses into inadvertently, perhaps in times of frustration and later regrets?
I think one of the things that the American people love most about this president is that he often says what they are thinking, but sometimes lack the courage to say themselves. And I think yesterday at this podium, you heard President Trump express great frustration, perhaps even anger, with the previous administration's policies, many of which have led to the crises that our country is currently facing and that this president is focused on fixing. Thank you guys very much.
All right, so I don't know what he said there with the public profanity part.
Oh, he said BS. Let's see if I can pull that real quick.
It wasn't a great Trump moment. That's where I came down yesterday. I still stick with that. But now the public profanity argument. We're going to go down this path.
So
wow.
Corny. I'm going to do it uncensored for YouTube, but I'm going to have to dump it here.
Okay.
The FAA, which is overseen by Secretary Pete Buttigieg, a real winner. That guy's a real winner. Do you know how badly everything's run since he's run this Department of Transportation? He's a disaster. He was a disaster as a mayor. He ran his city into the ground, and he's a disaster now. He's just got a good line of bullshit.
Oh,
yeah. I got a good
time. Yeah, I'm not on board going down that, but even though true, this guy is a disaster. Sean Duffy, much more on top of it. Mayor Pete, disaster, now will be senator probably in Michigan. Okay, 855-839-1210. That's how you get in on Talk Radio 12. By the way, the tariffs tomorrow. Canada, Mexico, and China. I think all three are 25%. I didn't know China was part of this. The biggest repercussion would be guacamole in time for the Super Bowl. It's predicted that would go up within days. So, you know, this is the time America's stocking up for that. 855-839-1210. You get on board. You know, this is a big year to achieve your health goals and start the new year right. Now's the time to optimize and support your heart health, your cholesterol, digestive health, energy levels, and more with Rescue Natural Supplements with their New Year savings. Rescue is celebrating you. Save 35% on single bottles of Rescue supplements. Use the code HEALTH35. Try the popular Rescue 1250 Omega-3s for heart health, Rescue Probiotic for better digestion, or Rescue Orasine for more energy. Whatever your health goals, Rescue has you covered. To place an order, call 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. Speak to a Rescue product consultant or shop online at res-q.com, res-q.com. Start your journey to better health today. Use that code HEALTH35. Again, you can save 35%. On all single supplements using that code HEALTH35. Don't wait. Now's the time to make this year your best yet. Do it with Rescue. All right, Dom Giordano show. Jump in, 855-839-1210. Gallo's gift card today for the winner of the week.
Woo!
So get your name into, I can't tell you a better, personally endorsed, not just by me, but by Roe. That's what's really important. So let's go to the Earl of Tacony, who lives not too far from Gallo's, I would guess. 10, 12 minutes if you're driving with 2 feet. Let's go to Earl. Hey, Earl, good afternoon. What do you have today?
My Gallo's isn't too far. I've been there quite a few times. In fact, my high school class reunion was there a couple of years ago.
Okay, really?
So,
yeah?
Yes. Yes, I've been there at least a dozen times over the course of my life. So, very nice place. Talking about the legalizing drugs and everything, and I work in construction. I've seen people on drugs. I've dealt with alcoholics. I've dealt with people on pot, people on heroin, people on pills. I know people that have died from fentanyl and heroin overdoses. In fact, we had one of the largest meth dealers in Philadelphia work for us once. Tattoo Billy Johnson. Of course, he was a kid at the time. We used to call him Ricky Schroeder.
Well, you know, it might seem like the screening processes are a little deficient there. Yeah, the largest meth dealer, yeah.
Well, like I said, he was a kid. We called him Ricky Schroeder at the time. Then he became Tattoo Billy.
Let's go back to the marijuana, though. I mean, his New Jersey, do you see? There's some difficulties. I put them out there. But isn't there an upside to this? This is what adults are choosing to recreate. Why this versus we come back to alcohol? You know, we're in the same realm here, Earl.
We had someone that worked for us. He was just a helper. He just picked up trash and everything. And I don't know if I'm allowed to say this on the air. We thought he was mentally retarded. We thought he was challenged. He used to drool and stutter all the time. And, you know, like right. I said, he was just a helper on the ground. He went and he ended up moving away and going to something else. About 5-10 years later, we saw him again, and he was straight and coherent and everything. And it's like, you know, Glenn, we thought you were brain damaged. You know, what's the deal? And he said, oh, I used to smoke pot all the time. And once I stopped smoking pot, he went and got his own company.
Like anything else, if you abuse this, and then, yeah, it's going to diminish you without a doubt. Earl, who's your answer today?
My answer is based on a prog rock group from England. They were moderately successful. Then their lead singer decided to go and start his own solo career, Peter Gabriel. So they didn't have a lead singer anymore. So they went and they turned around, looked at the drum stand and said, hey, drummer, I'd like to be the lead singer. So they went and they brought him up. The band became very successful. And then they all decided, you know, eventually they were going to go and start their own solo careers. And he started his own solo career and became extremely successful. And that drummer would be Phil Collins.
Absolutely. Big fan of several of Sir. I think he's Sir Phil Collins, if I'm correct. Almost 90% certain of that. All right. Big 2 o'clock hour. We have Dom's Money Melody. Your chance to get your name. He is. Yeah, I thought he was. Get your name into the hat. We got an update. The Trump Department of Education, and this is major right here in this area, and I want you to be alert to it, is going to enforce the 2020 Title IX rule protecting women that Biden violated. And this happens now. So what are we going to do with these school districts like Central Bucks who say, no, they're not going to follow it? What you have to do is take away their funding, every dollar, every federal dollar, or do it gradually, however you want to do it. I'll explain. Steve Feldman from Zionist of America is going to join us first, though. President Trump put out an executive order about people that are supporting Hamas, that are on college campuses and the like, and are here, not as citizens, to be deported. I support that. Even had a conversation with someone I respect, though, saying, come on, what about freedom of speech? Well, we had a big protest rally supporting Hamas at City Hall. And a lot of these people are not citizens, we guess. What should happen with them? Steve Feldman joins us to hit that. And 855-839-1210. The big thing I can tell you we'll get into in the next hour, the Pentagon really looking at the Black Hawk altitude in the crash. It was too high. Why? Yeah, and couldn't have somebody told him to go down more if they were just monitoring that versus that in the plane? Absolutely. Why didn't they? Because it's a slovenly run federal operation. They're not realizing it's life and death. At least letting people go home early, making one person track both the helicopter and the fixed wing. That's the way I see it. We'll see what you say next on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.